This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
After university, you do whatever you want to do, but get your degree first. You see what happened at UM before? You rent the gates. Now, is that good? No good. So, you should know. I mean, I'll say I want to give you freedom, but you must know how to analyze and how to behave yourself.
You just heard Tan Sri Idris Jusso, Minister of Higher Education, commenting on the recent rise in political activism among students. Despite Malaysia's long-standing history of student political activism, such movements in recent times have raised concerns among the authorities. But is there more to student activism than just politics? Adam Adli, a former student activist, explains.
When it comes to student activism, people start thinking about politics. The main concern or the struggle of student activism was never about the politics, actually. It used to be something bigger. It is something that we collectively do and fight together during our time in the university, college, or even high school. For some people, it is simply about helping others who are in need, because the students, they have the time, the energy, the idealism, and most importantly, they have nothing to lose, so they get involved. If you look at the 60s and the 70s, it used to be about combating poverty among the marginalized people, stopping the war among nations. Today, the concerns may have changed a bit. We talk more about the rights to education for every citizen, the betterment of human rights and democracy in the country, freedom of speech and expression.
Malaysian students' unions were once powerful entities until the Universities and University Colleges Act 1971, or UUCA, was introduced. Niu Sin Yu, a lawyer from Bond Advocates, explains Section 15 of the UUCA.
Section 15 of the UUCA governs students' activities. It allows a university student to be a member of any society, organization, body or group, including any political party. But there's a few caveats to Section 15. For example, a university student cannot be a member of any society, organization or group which are unlawful or the university deemed unsuitable to the interests and well-being of students. Students cannot express support or sympathy to such society, organization or group except in his academic research or at a seminar or symposium. One of the most problematic aspects of this new Section 15 is that a university student cannot be involved in political party activities within the campus. This section also allow universities to regulate activities of students within the campus. And if any student violates Section 15, he is liable to disciplinary action.
Earlier this year, Human Rights Watch urged Malaysian universities to stop silencing student activists by using the threat of disciplinary action under the UUCA. However, Sinew points out that prior to a series of amendments in 2012, the act was actually much more severe.
I think the amendments were definitely an improvement. Prior to the amendment, students were not allowed to express their support or sympathy or opposition to any political party. Now, the restriction is only limited to within the campus. It definitely could be better because, to me, this distinction is quite artificial. Students are able to access political party materials online. They are able to communicate and express their political views online, but they are not allowed to do it within the campus. There is no reason why university grounds is so sacred, and this distinction is irrational. It's like drawing lines in the sand. The problem with drawing lines in the sand is that with a breath of air, it's gone.
Adam, however, still believes that the act should be abolished altogether.
If I were to remember correctly, on the very same day that the amendments were being discussed by then the Deputy Minister of Higher Education, Dato' Saifuddin Abdullah, we were having our protests in KL calling for the abolishment of the act. If you remember the flag incident and all, we want it to be abolished. We did not want it to be simply amended because we simply do not need the law anymore. We were not fighting for the rights to be a political party member, like what being amended in the UUCA. The UUCA now allows the students to join political parties. Now, that's not the point. We were fighting for the liberation of the students, the university, and the entire educational system itself from the Draconian Act. This is the real problem. It's not whether or not the students want to join the political parties and they are not allowed to do so. It is about how the system and the act itself has fail us, not just the students, but the entire country actually. It affected each of us.
On the other hand, the government says the law is there to protect students from influences that may be detrimental to their studies. UMNO Pahang Youth Chief Muhammad Shaha Abdullah explains further.
From my opinions, three vital reasons why the government implement this law. One is for precautions, secondly, protection, finally, it's prevention. We have to be focused, but with the existence of policy in their mind, they will divert their attention to major commitment, which is studies and politics. And this could affect their studies. There is where the law acts as a precaution from anything worse happen. Students can still participate in legal organization or society within their capacity. We can see that students are still naive in politics, and they are easily influenced by words of politicians who use them for personal gains. Therefore, this law protects them from entering the politic world at a young age, as they are easy to be persuaded. It doesn't mean the government is overprotective, but they are at least have to do some research in order to know authentic news. So by this law, it prevents students from doing things beyond their capacity.
Shaha reiterates Dato' Idris Jusoh's stance that students should put their education first before venturing into politics.
We must understand the regulations are made to make sure students do not neglect their studies, make sure their primary goal to succeed in their studies, not actively involved in politics that could distract them. Those critics on this law came from those that want to see the fall of young generation because they don't see the good side of this amendment. In fact, sometimes they use students for their smear agenda. Students tend to feel that they have the right to have a say in politics because they believe their community have a role in shaping tomorrow nation. They are not bound to any commitments such as work and marriage. So they have all the freedom to express or fight for anything without thinking of consequences.
Shaha also mentions political fatigue syndrome and the maturity of students' political perception.
We have to agree that most situations nowadays is controlled by technology. Social media is very vital until it has created a confusion between societies. False news and media throughput is one of the supreme challenges we are facing now. Plus, the young ones that never do research before click the share button. False information manipulate societies and used to be specific. And this has created this political fatigue syndrome. They will get tired and upset with the rumors and news that change every now and then. And they will have a bad perception on Malaysian politics nowadays.
Nonetheless, Sinew believes a student's right to education cannot be divorced from the right to be involved in politics.
I think we are slowly improving in terms of freedom of assembly, speech and expression. Assemblies and rallies are no longer out of the norm. I think there are certain quarters which do not want our youth being more politically aware because of the capacity of students to bring about change. And change means different things to different people. Those who are not happy with their situation, they would welcome change. But those who are very happy with their position, to them, change might be a bad thing. So I think that's the reason why we still see certain quarters saying that students should just go to university to study. You can be involved in politics after you have obtained your degree. What they have failed to see, I suppose, is that the freedom to engage in politics cannot be divided from the right of education. And we have to accept that if universities are to provide a holistic education to students, then they must respect these rights, including the right of students to be involved in politics. Sukarno once said, "Beri aku 10 orang pemuda, nescaya akan ku goncangkan dunia." And I think this quote captures very nicely what youth and students are capable of.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.